everyone. Welcome to Old Firehouse School's Fireside Chats on the Young Mind. I'm Alexandra Dutton, and I'm here with Judy House and Lisa Pevsner from Old Firehouse School, Walnut Creek. Today, we're going to talk about music. And as you're going to find out, music is such an important part of children's lives, especially when it comes to learning language. But first of all, Lisa, why don't you tell me how music is part of your life and your own musical history?
Hi, I used to listen to music all the time. It was introduced to me by my family. Both of my parents loved listening to classical music, but my father also enjoyed rock, like classic rock and jazz. And I even have family history of my grandfather being a jazz musician in USSR, even though it might have skipped a generation, as my parents like to joke. Both me and my sister love to sing and participate in musical activities. And something I remember always in our families, whenever we have family meetings or like dinner parties, we always usually end around the fireside singing a bunch of bard music. That's very common, that most Russian people would probably know.
And your own educational background has music in it, right?
Yeah, so I started singing and playing piano since I was 6 years old, and I continued through the Certificate of Merit, which is a way of for piano teachers and other music teachers to help support their musical programs. And we did theory and played different pieces of music, and I did that all the way until high school. And then I also went to DVC and got my AA in music, and I did a piano program there. And then I also recently, in the last year, started learning the guitar. And that's been really fun to be a student rather than the teacher. I've taught piano for young children, but I realize I enjoy being in the classroom more than one-on-one piano.
What about you, Judy? What's your musical history and background?
As a child, my mom played piano and she played Beatles records, but she would also play the Beatles on piano and we would sing along. My dad liked Johnny Cash and we'd listen to that in his truck on 8-tracks. I'm that old. And and as a child, I took piano lessons for a little bit, but not for long. I took clarinet in school. My uncle owned a music store in Oakland, so we would go there sometimes just to check out instruments. I actually worked there for a little bit as a young adult. And I loved record shopping and CD shopping. In college, I was in a band, if you can believe it, for a little while. My husband still plays guitar every day, and both my kids have taken piano, and one of them is continuing with it still.
Well, it sounds like the three of us kind of have a musical background, which I know isn't part of everybody's history. But similarly, I grew up listening to a lot of music, and it started really with my mom, who plays the guitar and the piano. And whenever we would have family gatherings, kind of like your family, Lisa, we would just end up singing. And my mom was also one of 8 children. And so they would joke that they were like the Von Trapp family, and they all had their like parts of Sound of Music to play. And so I grew up listening and singing a lot. And my own family now, I still play the piano very much just as a hobby. But my daughter, she's been taking piano lessons for 4 or 5 years. And my husband plays the guitar. So while we're not as much as like professional music, you know, we weren't in a band like Judy. We just love listening to music and singing. And that's a big part of our family too. And I know, again, that's not necessarily everybody's background. Not everyone's going to have this kind of musical history, but music is still such an important part of how children learn. So Lisa, what are just some of the benefits of music for young children?
Young children benefit from music so much. Their gross motor skills, fine motor skills, language, emotional capabilities. There's just so many things we can talk about. But for right now, I can definitely mention that when children are learning to play instruments, whether it's just banging on drums or on the floor, or if they get to encounter maracas or shakers, it allows them to use their fine motor skills and grasp the instrument, and then using their gross motor skills of moving their entire arm to create a sound from that instrument. So it is a way for children to get a chance to have early learning writing skills.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't even think about that. I was thinking so much more about the language piece. But yes, of course, it's developing a lot of coordination when they're playing music. But let's talk a little bit about the language part of it. How does music help children with language?
So from a very early age, children already begin making noises such as babbling and cooing. And adults will reciprocate and create a conversation with their child by doing this back and forth, which is an early learning stage of creating social interactions with their children. And the rhythm and musical structure of language is learned much earlier than the actual words that we say. And music helps us retain words and expressions much more effectively. The rhythm of music, as well as the repetitive patterns within the song, help us memorize different words. When a child is experiencing music with their families and a family member is repeating the words over and over, such as when you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, eventually the child will learn the vocabulary of that piece. And you can do something such as therapeutic singing, where you leave space out in the music to allow the child to put in the word that
for them. Blank.
Fill in the blank, yeah.
That's so interesting about how music actually, and the singing comes online before formal language does. And it does. It makes so much sense that that would be the case. And so what's so great about music is that songs generally are repetitive. There's a chorus that the same words are sung over and over. So it's really honing in on specific words that are going to be repeated, and children are going to learn language in that way. You had also mentioned the idea of language and music and memory when you taught us a class a few weeks ago. Can you talk about the ways that music helps with memory?
So music can help support with memory by using it as a mnemonic tool. So for example, the song, the ABCs, is a way to learn the letters of the alphabet in English by using the tune of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is also a really cool fun fact. It's all the same piece of melody. And I remember Judy actually mentioned that she taught her kids how their address.
Mm-hmm.
By teaching them.
And I think Alex taught her kids their phone number through making it a song.
Yep. We use music to remember things.
It's a great way to help your child remember their address, so that if there's anything that is necessary for them to repeat it, then they will have it memorized already. Because children are able to quite yet read until the age of around 5-ish, their memory skills and listening skills are much more enhanced. So it's easier for them to memorize such things rather than before they start reading.
So it really helps putting in something that's kind of has no context in terms of a phone number or an address. It's going to be a little bit random for a child, but they're going to remember it better when it comes through musically. And I think all of us can also just think of different commercials or different jingles that have stuck with us over the years. And that clearly is something that's a marketing strategy. You know, we know this about how our brain works, that music stays in our brain. Sometimes we don't want it to, but there it is. And it will just help us remember something more easily. What are some ways that you could tell parents that we can share music with children? Especially, you know, let's say that a family didn't have a person who plays an instrument in their home. Like, what are some other ways to share music with children?
One great way of introducing music for children is going to your local library and researching about any activities or events that they may have. Even going to the farmer's market, there's almost always somebody playing an instrument, sharing their musicality. And that's just a great way for children to experience the music that they will see out in the world. You can also play music using applications such as YouTube or Spotify.
I know as a preschool teacher, teachers and myself, when I was in the classroom, we use music constantly, especially with transitions. I would turn anything into a song, like, you know, of course, the clean up, everybody everywhere song, but also the stop what you're doing and you put it away for the kids who really are having a hard time transitioning to clean up time, or just anything. You know, we're walking down the hall to go outside. I would turn anything into a song because it gets their attention also. Instead of just telling them the same thing over and over, you turn it into a song and suddenly everybody's listening to you.
Just like Mary Poppins, you know, spoonful of sugar. You can say clean up your room, but when you sing it in that way, it's suddenly much more pleasant.
I wanted to go back to language and music, specifically for children who are dual language learners. In California, we have a lot of Spanish speakers. And as a teacher who doesn't speak Spanish, learning songs and engaging with the parents to teach us songs have been very beneficial. For example, I had a student who did not speak any words at school, but he spoke Mandarin at home. And I learned a song from YouTube called The Dumpling Song, sung by Miss Katie Sings. And that song was a way for me to connect and engage with the child and create a relationship and introduce their home language into the classroom. And I partnered with the parents to teach me how to pronounce correctly, even though Katie Sings has it one way. Learning with the parents is a great tool to bring in their home culture into the classroom. And another way that we learn about different music is also through companies such as Putumayo, who have a wide range of world music. They have music ranging from Latin American or African, Native American music. They have music from France and from Russia and all over the place. It's one of my favorite tools to use because they have music that is very calm and relaxing to create a environment for when children get dropped off, or it can create a really fun dance time, which is also a great way for the children to get all their energy out of the way, and they get to learn and experience music that they may not hear at home.
I know, we used their nap music CD for years.
Asia Dreamland, my favorite one.
You just don't get tired of it.
Great thing about using music in that way too is it's a way to help children hear other languages and hear other sounds and different rhythms and whatnot that might be particular to different types of music or different cultures. And it's a way to share diversity in something that we can all enjoy through music. I know that I used to listen to a couple of different French children's CDs with my daughter when she was really little, because I just wanted her to get used to hearing another language. And it wasn't because I needed her to be fluent in French, but it was just something that she got used to hearing another language. And it was a really sweet way for her to learn just other languages exist. Well, for our families who are really like, I don't sing, which I have had some. I had a friend who was like, I don't know any children's songs. And a preschool teacher, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I can think of 10 just sitting here. But she was saying, I have no idea. Like, what do I sing with my kid? How do we help families who really feel like music isn't necessarily a part of their lives? How can we help them, encourage them to use music more? Or how can they get access to music that they don't feel like they really remember or connect with?
I would first start with thinking of the music that you listen to personally as an adult. And as long as the music isn't explicit, I believe that it's okay to play at home. Because often children that grow up in families that play the music that they enjoy will learn to enjoy it as well. I grew up listening to a lot of classical music and opera. And that was the music I enjoyed the most. And then only later did I become really familiar with groups like ABBA and Beatles. And then I became to really enjoy it. And that's because I had family members that began to share it with me. So if you play music at home, such as like what's playing on the radio right now, as long as you make sure that isn't sharing any explicit message or using explicit words, I think it's totally fine to play at home and enjoy it with your children. Some children won't actually like the nursery songs. They want to hear what you enjoy. And if they can see that you like what is playing, they will also share the joy with you. And YouTube is also a really great resource that you can use, and it helps bring in more music that you may never know of. For anybody who's a millennial with a child, I highly recommend you look up Snoop Dogg on YouTube and look up his kids playlist. He has a wonderful rap about self-affirmation that is really catchy and easy to learn. And also it helps millennial parents feel good because you recognize who it is. And it's really ironic, honestly. And I love it so much.
And it's so positive. It's such a great record. So yeah, it's wonderful. And for my friend that was wondering about songs. I think I did just point her towards a website of here are some kids' songs. The internet can be your friend in that way too. You know, learning the wheels on the bus or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or the Hokey Pokey. Those are all songs. If you need to look them up, you can. But yes, there are also tons of Beatles songs that are great for kids and lots of albums that adults can enjoy that are also going to be great for children.
You can also connect with other family members and allow them to record themselves singing songs. It's a great way for the children who don't often see those family members to have a video of them singing a special song for that child and creates another connection for them.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. Well, thank you, Lisa and Judy, for talking about music with me. I already have just a couple of new ideas just from this talk. So I hope that everybody here goes home and can sing and dance with their kids because there are so many wonderful benefits of music for children and for adults, of course. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Fireside Chats on the Young Mind, brought to you by Old Firehouse School. If you have any ideas or questions that you would love for us to cover, please let us know. You can email us at ofslafayette@gmail.com and give us your ideas about what would be helpful for you as a parent or an educator. And you can also subscribe to our podcast and we'll keep them coming. Have a great day.